Do you need to make a bracha when you have leftover food in your mouth that you swallow after you make a bracha achrona? In other words, you wash, have your bread, you bench, everything's all said and done, but you still have food stuck in your teeth. And now you, I don't know, take it out with your tongue and try to swallow it. A daily occurrence. Do you need to make a new bracha on that food? So, there is a sefer called Gamani Odcha, which Rev Gamliel Rabinovich asks questions to a lot of different Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael. He asked this shaila to Rav Michal Frankel, son of Yitzchak Frankel, and he responded that perhaps you do need to make a bracha. And his proofs are a couple, based off a couple of points. Number one, we know about halacha is clear that you need to make a bracha rishona even on a small piece of food that you eat. In other words, you eat a small piece of something, you still need to make a bracha rishona in general. Point number two is, do you make a bracha ever on disgusting food on your mouth? The answer to that is yes. The Gemara in Brachos talks about a case where a person puts food in his mouth but forgets to make a bracha. What does he do at that point? And the Gemara has three explanations. Do you swallow it? Do you spit it out? Or do you move it to the side of your mouth and make a bracha that way? So the Gemara says, well, what are we talking about? Well, food that you could, like drinks, you're allowed to swallow without making a bracha because there's no other option. You can't spit it out. It's disgusting, and you can't really move it to the side of your mouth and make a bracha. But food which is not disgusting, you should spit out. But food that is disgusting to spit out, solid foods, you move to the side of your mouth and you make a bracha. So clearly you see that food in your mouth is still, you know, ro'oi, it's still food which could a bracha should be made on. Another proof that he brings is from the Ramban Yoredeya, which based on Iran says that if you remove meat from between your teeth, you should wash your mouth out before eating cheese. Now, Vashach says you don't need to wait another 6 hours. In other words, you eat meat at 9 o'clock in the morning. And now at 5 o'clock at night, you realize you have a piece of meat still stuck into your teeth. So you take it out of your mouth, and you don't need to wait 6 hours. But that implies if you do swallow that meat, you do need to wait another 6 hours. So Vigamini Odecha points out, so you see from over here clearly, that even if there's not the minog, and he cites the afwa, that we don't paskin this way, but based on other reasons in terms of milk and meat, but clearly you see that food in your mouth, once stuck between your teeth that you swallow, you should need to make a bracha. And therefore concludes, he says he doesn't see any reason why not to make a bracha on such food in your mouth. Now, most poskim, or all poskim that I saw, disagree with this chiddush, and their reasons are, as well, numerous reasons are given. So, number one, you could say that perhaps the original bracha on the food that you made before you benched, it counts even for this food as well. Now, in general, this really depends on the question, is why does a bracha achrona break up your eating in general? In other words, is it because your meal is over? Once you bench, excuse me, that signifies that the meal is over. Or is it because you no longer have your mind set on eating? You have like a hesech hadas. Now, a ramification would be, let's say you bench, but you can plan on continuing to eat. In other words, you accidentally bench. You don't realize that you still have food on your plate, or you, in some case like that, and now you want to continue eating after you bench. So the Magen Avraham says, if you bench in this case, but still accidentally bench, now you still intend to eat, the food does not require bracha rishrona. The Be'er Halacha, though, cites many who disagree, including the Big Dayesh and the Maimer Mordechai. Now, the Sefer Brachas points out, this Machlokas is exactly our question. If you have residual food in your mouth after you bench, according to the Magen Avraham, there would be no new bracha, because you had in mind to eat, you wanted to finish your bagel, you knew it was going to get stuck in your teeth after you benched, and you planned on swallowing it, of course, without making another bracha. So therefore, you would not need another bracha. But according to the Big Day Yash and the Maimon Mordechai, you would need a new bracha. But therefore, since we say, Safik bracha swalka, it's a machlokas about this bracha, so therefore, we say that no new bracha is necessary. That's far number one, and that's how the Arlet Zion paskins that way as well. And he also points out this food is already in your mouth before you benched, so maybe there's another reason to be lenient. The second svar to be lenient is it's not considered eating at all. And this, the Chazon Ish, is cited in the Sefer Maisa Ish by Rav Yavrov. He writes that Rav Zerach Shapiro once told Rav Yavrov, the Chazon Ish was asked this question. He responded, "She'ein tzarech al zeh bracha rishona." You don't need a bracha rishona. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains the Chazon Ish. He says, because this food is eino chashev. It's no longer food anymore. Now, that seems to be clear. And this is exactly the same ruling of Reb Nissim Karelitz, another member of the Kanievsky Karelitz, you know, family, which says, she'ein lem chashiva shel achila. He says this food does not have any remnant of a food. It's not food anymore. And therefore, it does not need a bracha one if you have food leftover food stuck in your teeth. The Chai Levi gives another svar. He says, even though you make a bracha on eating a little piece of food in general, he said, here, you don't want to eat this food. You'd prefer to spit it out. You're only swallowing because it's disgusting in the middle of a meeting to spit out food in the middle of your mouth or even anywhere you're going. It's not a normal thing. So you're swallowing it, but it's not really an eating because you don't really want to eat it. And therefore, he says it would not get a bracha. Well, Forbes Farah, I saw him say for Am Segula, says, well, maybe it's not even food anymore. There's no mamushas. There's no actual substance really left in your mouth. It's really just taste that you're swallowing. But that's really hard to understand, you know, from a practical perspective. The upshot is that even the Gamini Odcha says it's better just to spit out this food and not to swallow it to avoid this whole issue. So I guess there you want to be really safe. If you have food in between your teeth and you have benched ready, it's best to spit it out if possible. But I think the velt, really, the classic minog over here, seems to be just to swallow the food without a bracha, and that seems to be the standard psak.